Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
Hi, I'm Monica Collison, President and CEO of Union Mutual Insurance. Like you, I have lived my life in rural Oklahoma. In fact, my family has farmed and ranched in our great state for over 100 years. I know firsthand how important it is to protect your farm, ranch, or home with coverage you can count on every day. Union Mutual would be honored to protect your family with the finest insurance coverage you can buy. Call your local Union Mutual agent today or visit us on our website at unionmutualic.com.
Oklahoma Ag Mediation is a program offered free of cost to agricultural producers. Cheyenne Sparks tells us more about the program.
Oklahoma Ag Mediation program facilitates mediations across all 77 counties of Oklahoma. Anybody that is in agriculture, whether you're a lender, you're a producer, you work contracts, you have fence line disputes, family farm transitions, if you are in agriculture in any kind of conflict, we're here to help. And it's just to make sure that the conversation keeps going.
For more information, you can go to okmediation.gov.
Crop progress numbers continues to give us a feel of what we're looking like in our hard red winter wheat belt, but we're also starting to get some real numbers on some of the spring planting going on across the country. We're right now up to 26% or one-fourth of U.S. corn crop now planted. That is unchanged from the five-year average. Looks like 19% of the U.S. soybean crop now planted, 21% of the grain sorghum crop, 15% of the U.S. cotton crop at this point. Corn planting, rather interesting. We're looking right now, for example, Missouri. 80% of their crop is now planted. That's 39 points ahead of their five-year average. Kansas comes in 34%, up 2 points from the five-year average. Illinois, 40% planted now. That's up 11 points from their five-year average. Oklahoma, 37% of the crop now planted. Texas at 74% of their corn crop now in the ground. As far as our wheat crop is concerned, a little bit of improvement in Oklahoma after the rains of this last week, but not much. We're looking at 9% in good to excellent shape, up from 6% a week ago. Very poor, very poor to poor condition. 61% poor to very poor this week versus 63% last week. Kansas, 13% of the crop in good to excellent shape, 64% poor to very poor, slightly worse than a week ago. 17% of the Texas wheat crop now in good to excellent shape, 57% called poor to very poor. By the way, grain sorghum, Oklahoma now 16% planted. That's 10 points ahead of the five-year average. Kansas, 2% just really starting. And Texas now 69% planted. That's up 1 point from their five-year average. At the Oklahoma State Capitol, agriculture groups hopeful that House Bill 2053 will get a final look-see by the House and get approval to send it on to the governor. This is in regards to water rights and the ability to protect those rights that individuals have from being steamrolled. Hostile anti-modern production agriculture and environmental activist type groups. According to Steve Thompson, the Oklahoma Farm Bureau, this is something that we've got to take care of now.
If we don't address this, it could really spread to any type of farm or ranch operation. And so it's really could serve as a playbook for environmental activists that just don't simply like what we do in agriculture. It could be extended to oil and gas, any other type of industry, which you have extremists that oppose, while still protecting the genuine protests that are out there when there's a genuine issue with the water supply and the water availability.
This measure has already gone between the House and the Senate, and this is now back with final language tweaks from the Senate. House needing to approve that. It'll go on to the governor from there if approved. You've got farm news on Ron.
You probably know Stillwater Milling as Oklahoma's trusted source of animal feed for over 130 years. You might not know Stillwater Milling's agri-centers carry a wide variety of products to help you get the work done all around your property. Lawn and garden, pet supplies, animal health, pasture supplies, and so much more. Come see us at one of our four Stillwater Mills agri-centers or visit us online at stillwatermill.com.
And that's your farm news. Have a good day. I'm Ron Hayes.